Iraq's Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has reiterated his country's opposition to grant immunity to any remaining U.S. troops beyond 2011.
We are heading towards securing trainers and experts for the American weapons we purchased, but without immunity and without going to Parliament, because we know, and we said that earlier to the Americans, that if it goes to the Parliament, it will not be approved.
Maliki also said the number of troops the U.S. wants to stay in Iraq is too high for Baghdad to accept. Maliki added that Baghdad does not need such a, quote, large number of American forces. The U.S. has said it will leave 3,400 forces in Iraq to train the Iraqi troops in using the weapons Baghdad has purchased from Washington. Well, to discuss the U.S. troop pullout from Iraq, we're joined now by Mr. Edward Peck, who is a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, who is now joining us via satellite from Washington. Ambassador Peck, thank you very much for joining us. Now, it's been a while since this impasse over U.S. troop stay in Iraq begun. Why is it still being discussed when both sides clearly have differing views?
Well, of course, that's one of the reasons they're having the discussions. The Americans, as a government, as a nation, are somewhat uneasy at the thought of leaving their soldiers in a country with the country's permission to perform services for that country if they are not going to be protected from the ordinary laws that the citizens of that country are covered by. So that's why they're discussing it, because the Iraqi government has seen some problems with the presence of armed Americans, whether they're security people or military forces, and they would like to be able to consider that the likelihood of further disturbances would be reduced if the people involved knew they would be subject to Iraqi laws, which the American government traditionally does not wish to do.
Right, so Ambassador Peck, considering, you know, you're a seasoned diplomat, can you give us an idea about the kind of pressure Maliki must be under behind the scenes to provide immunity to remaining U.S. troops?
Well, I would guess that the pressure would come from the American side. The two governments are linked in so many ways, you know, culturally, economically, politically, militarily, that Mr. Maliki, who is reflecting the views of his government, his people, is caught in a box because the Americans have a different view. But when you mention that there are only going to be 3,400 trainers there, the likelihood of really serious incidents is markedly reduced from what it was when the Americans had 100,000 troops there and they were out engaged in combat and not just in training. So theoretically, they should be able to reach some accommodation. But if both sides are going to stand firm with that, their positions, then there will not be an accommodation, and it would be very difficult to imagine what will happen as a result. Will the Americans leave their troops there under those circumstances? Will they take them all away? If they're all taken away, will the Iraqi government then change its mind? That seems unlikely. But it is one more of the many issues that the two governments are working on at a time when it becomes increasingly difficult to come to agreements on a whole lot of issues, including Iraqi support for Syria, which has caused some concern in this country.
Well, now, you know, Ambassador, movements in Iraq, many movements, in fact, have promised resistance towards the U.S. troops remaining, regardless of the issue of immunity. Now, isn't it time that the U.S. just let Iraq be, especially since Obama had once claimed that he didn't agree with the Iraq war to begin with?
Well, yeah, but, you know, just like Mr. Maliki, Mr. Obama faces certain pressure from groups and individuals in this country which would like to have the troops remain for a wide variety of reasons, some political, some emotional, and the rest of it. So both sides have to recognize that the governments have to make the best decisions for the benefit of their country, regardless of what small groups inside those countries may make. And if the two sides cannot agree, then the Americans will not stay. I'm reasonably sure of that.
All right, we will, of course, keep a very close eye on that U.S. troop pullout situation from Iraq. That was Ambassador Edward Peck, former U.S. ambassador to Iraq. Ambassador, thank you very much for your insight here at Press TV.